I hear them giggling back there. They're saying the joy of the youth, that we have the ability to bring back the fountain of youth, that the fountain of youth with Ponce de Leon is a tribute to our youthful consciousness that's waiting to revive, to bring forth renew, and that it's the renewing of our mind and the renewing of our consciousness that is occurring. Okay, one moment. What they're saying is, do you like how we begun, that I go through this ritual of bringing them in, but they're trying to work with me simultaneously with my personality self to not need a formal introduction, and that's why they just keep blabbering away while I try to attune to them. So one moment. It's always something new to learn. Indeed, it is with great pleasure that we welcome you. We welcome you to your new consciousness. Are you aware that you have grown since our last session? Are you aware that each of you have stepped up the pace, that you are actually new vibrational beings? So take a moment and tune within and see if you can feel the difference. It may appear to be hardly noticeable, but to us it is very noticeable. You see, we see you as vibrational beings. We do not see the linear form, hardly at all. We can attune to it when need be, but primarily we see you as energy. So understand that you are beaming, you are energy, you are an energy source. And the Chandler Sun is quite correct. He asserted that we are bringing light. We are bringing light not only to this beautiful office of healing, but to the entire shopping center. He said to his mother, "Do you not realize the energy that you are bringing to that whole block? To the ones around, to the ones that inhabit the homes, or even across the street." So this is quite true, and it is important for you to understand this. You are an energy being. You are not the lower vibrational physical. While you still reside in the hologram of the illusion of the physical, of course you need to work with it. However, it is very important at this time that you step up your understanding of truly understanding who you are. You are a vibrational being. Now, this is the good news, and this is how you can use this holy information. If you want to attract something in your life that you feel will serve you, you must understand that you do not need to wait for linear beings to decide that it is deemed appropriate for you, that you as a vibrational being vibrate to that which you need. It is a little bit like the show Bewitched that the channeler remembers watching. Well, whatever that little girl Tabitha needed, she would bring to her. If she needed a doll across the room, she would simply wriggle the nose and it would beam over. In fact, this is what you do. When you decide that you need a new job, when you decide that you would like a new relationship, when you decide that you need a certain pillow, perhaps, for your beautiful couch, what you do is you energetically call it forth. Now, also understand that you are not the linear being. You are not only existing in the what you would consider the localized focal of attention moment. You are existing in your future time. So in fact, you are beaming to yourself what it is that you need. So if you declare, "I need a new pillow for my couch," what you are doing is magically magnetizing yourself to the perfect pillow, so that when it appears at the local store or on the internet ad and you say, "Look at this, isn't this a wonderful coincidence?" You must understand that you have called it to you, for you are in your future and you are in your present simultaneously everywhere at all times. So imagine this pillow is not even in your future. Imagine this pillow is existing somewhere else on the other side of the earth, but it is a perfect pillow for you, and you truly want it. What your higher self is doing then is working with all of you. Now, this is where we sometimes blow people's minds. In understanding who you are, you see, you are not the individual energy sitting on the individual chair in this office. You are actually all of you. A bit confusing, eh? We will try again. In other words, the higher self is, sorry to hurt the feelings of ones that are attached to their individuality, but the higher self is truly all of you. It is one higher self. So if you understand that you are working together as one higher self, then that mind that is looking for the perfect pillow has access to all of its higher self, all of its consciousness. And so it knows exactly where that pillow is, and then vibrationally calls it to itself. So some may mention an article, some may mention a post, or whatever it takes to bring that pillow home. It is important for you to start loosening your understanding of who you are. We know we have ruffled some feathers, not so much this group, but some that are going to listen to this recording later may turn off the station for a moment. What do you mean? I am not just me. But in truth, you are all of you. Now, this is very important, for it really opens up your capabilities. If you need a new employment and you are all of you, how easy is it to bring to you what it is you need? If you need to grow, whatever it may be, and you are all of you, do you see the potentiality of this statement? This is also true of your ego. You know, that ego that always is so troublesome. All of you tend to think and believe that it is just your ego. In fact, it is one ego as well. So this is why when you see your ego played out in someone else's life or the projection of your ego, understand it is really just one ego causing the nuisance. Sometimes you see it in yourself, sometimes you see it in the projected other. But this is why when it is said that when you judge another, you really judge yourself, is there's really only one ego to go around. So play with this idea. It is a foreign concept to many. In your dualistic experience, it is very important to consider just yourself, the needs of the one. This is how your society is set up. Let me focus on my needs, my family, my child, my pet, my house, my retirement. There's a lot of my going on. But if you are actually the all, then understand how this defeats the progression of civilization. If civilization continues just to focus on the individual self, well then, despite how much it pretends to progress, in truth, it is not progressing at all. It continues to be a civilization based on the one, the individual one, as opposed to the collective one. What is needed in order to heal the ego, in order to progress as a society, as a civilization, as a planet, is to begin to slowly adopt the premise of the all. It is an all problem. It is an all solution. It is one higher self. It is one ego. This is why the more that you can focus on the love for all, the more you can focus on wanting the best for all, the more that you can focus on serving the all, the more that you will expand and heal quite naturally, for you recognize yourself in your brother. You recognize your own pain in someone else's pain. You recognize your own victory in someone else's victory. Do you see? When someone expands spiritually speaking, when someone expands abundance-wise speaking, or whatever the treasured gift is, when you truly understand the bravery, the ability of the other, and you truly feel grateful that they have reached this pinnacle, this is when you understand truly it is your own pinnacle. You are not the individual selves competing and striving for excellence in whatever area you deem interesting or appropriate. You are the one, the whole one, the collective one. So the more that you consider these concepts, the more that you bring them into the heart, the more that you truly begin to serve the one, the whole one, the collective one, what you will find is you will start expanding and growing in light years in ways that you could not begin to understand. It is because you are now spirit-driven. You are not being fueled by the ego. The ego can only take you so far. Even if you amass the great fortune and have the millions of dollars, you are still working out of your ego. This is why even those with great wealth experience the dualistic problems, for they have typically not embraced or encompassed the idea of serving the one. There are some individuals who have amassed the abundance that are beginning to open up and serve the one, and you see the happiness on their face. The happiness truly comes from understanding the importance of serving the collective whole. It is the collective whole that needs healing. It is the collective whole consciousness that will change Mother Earth, that will change your political systems, that will break down the old tyrannies, that will break down the walls, that will heal and that will heal the ego once and for all. You see, it is beginning now. As you hear our words, you are considering our thoughts. Perhaps I really am not just this human self. Perhaps I really am the divine. And perhaps I am now beginning to gain some clear wisdom in what this divinity is all about. Truly, you are one with the masters. Truly, you understand that you are the masters. There is no other master. It is just an extension of yourself. It feels safe to think of us as way up high and you as lower. There is someone to guide me. There is someone to help me. But in truth, what you are doing is expanding your awareness and reality of your true self. Each of you who are listening to our words or reading the transcript later has said yes to your mastery. You would not be listening or reading if this were not the case. So it is important to honor that part of self. You have said yes to your own mastery. That is why you are listening. That is why you are reading. That is why our energy that imbues you resonates with you, because you have said yes. I understand that I am the master, and it is time to claim that which I am. It is time to walk out of my ego script. It is time to heal my consciousness, and in so doing, heal the world. At this time, we will leave with our attunement for the week, but we ask you to understand we truly never leave. This is one more point that we would like to make. We send you the daily messages to remind you we are with you. We are one with you. So it may help to have that linear focus of tuning into us, to coming to these sessions, to reading the messages. But more and more, we ask you to understand that we live with you. We abide with you. So whether you love our beloved Master Jesus, or you have another favorite master, Yogananda is here too and wants to say a very happy hello to someone special. But regardless of who your particular lineage person may be, or aspect of your true divinity more accurately, it is important to understand that they are there and available for you. Those aspects of self live within you. This is what we are working with our channeler. We are asking her to open up and expand to that higher consciousness and to live that higher consciousness state. She is no different than you. You are all doing it. You all resonate to the same vibration. You all play to that same drum. So it is time. It is time to expand your understanding of who you are. It is time to open up to all the marvelous help that is available to you. And let our semantics not concern you. If you do not even understand this whole enlightened master thing, just understand that there is a higher part of you that you were saying yes to. That is all you need to know. And to know that this higher part can be actually a part of you, can live and breathe with you. It is something that you are claiming. You are growing in your true understanding of who you are. So at this time, we now bring the attunement. Indeed, we still hear those joyful voices. Our job, if we do it correctly, is to bring you, all of you, to that joy-filled state. We are on our way. We affirm that. We hope you do as well. Those two back there are exceptionally high vibrational beings. They walk the planet and change the vibration of the room. We are open to acknowledging the right for you to do the same. You are opening up to the vibrations of the room. You are expanding your awareness. You are reaching to the stars, you may say. You understand that you are the stars. You understand that you have said yes to your higher vibration. That is why the children of the new vibrations are coming in. They are coming in because they are part of your star family. You have said, yes, we are ready to begin. And they said, okay, we are coming. You are working simultaneously with these precious children. You are opening up to the higher dimensions. They will help you. Watch them. Look into their eyes. They will help you attune to the higher star systems, to the higher galaxies, to your true home. And so it is. At this time, we will take a cursory break and allow the channeler the drink of the holy water, and then we will begin our question and answer session. No. They actually like it.
Okay.
Because they're actually helping us, believe it or not.
Don't be sorry.
They're what they're telling me is those when I tune into them back there, they're almost like two crystals. Like I don't even see them, their physical bodies. I just see like two crystals having conversation. Like literally. They're like two live crystals back there.
Can I bring my crystal one day?
You can bring your crystal. Well, then we'll make it three crystals.
I have to bring my crystal.
Aww. Bring your crystal.
He's doing a lot of work, too.
No? Yeah, that may not actually. That would be wonderful.
How old is your crystal? Are they usually here on?
No, he only comes.
For the next 4 weeks.
For the next 4 weeks.
Sundays.
Okay. Is it Isaiah? What's his name?
Elijah.
I was thinking it's not Elijah.
Sunday? I will.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe I'll bring.
I knew it was a name I just absolutely loved, and I kept thinking, why didn't I think of that name? It's a gorgeous name.
How old is your crystal?
Eight.
Oh, he's eight too.
Oh,
and
my goodness.
Vivian's
yeah.
10, right?
He'll be 11 in a couple weeks. Yeah. All right, so we're just waiting on one. Okay. Hi, Miss Valerie.
Hello.
Hi. Where's the pink bathrobe? You have a different color.
No, I have different things going on today. I have clothing today.
And how can we help you, hon?
First of all, I want to say thank you to you and the guides for their suggestion last week that I listen to classical music, because that has absolutely changed my life and my vibration and the whole vibe in my home.
Just awesome.
Fantastic. So hit me up. Whatever they want to tell me today, I am happy to hear whatever will serve my highest good.
Okay. And, excuse me.
Valerie.
Sorry. Well, hang on, Valerie, because I'm clearing something. Hold on. Hold on. Someone's got a cough or congestion or something.
Sorry. Me too.
They're saying not to be sorry. What they're doing is using me as a channel to clear it. So just one moment. Okay, it feels better. Okay, and say your first name.
Valerie.
And say it one more time, Valerie.
Valerie.
You have a surprise coming. I feel like there's a surprise guest coming.
Really?
You don't have any planned visitors or anything?
No, it wouldn't be a surprise then, would it?
No. You have, all right, I am going to close their door. Wait, do you mind just closing the door? I left it open for the air, but I think the air is down enough that they should be okay. And it's only because I love them so much that I pay attention. Otherwise, I wouldn't. It's the love that makes me pay attention. Okay. Lisa, I don't think they need to be quieter. I just needed the door closed.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Don't be quiet.
Yeah, they can just be themselves. I just needed the door closed. Sorry, Valerie, but my focus is...
Always.
Yeah. Once a mother, always a mother. Yeah, I didn't want to hamper their style. I feel like I have, but okay.
No, I told them they'll be quiet. And say,
okay. Okay, cool. All right, Val, let me just clear that out for a minute, and I'll be right with you. Lisa, they're working together energetically. Something shifted in Elijah. I don't know if you're aware of that, but something shifted. He's like moved into, I don't know, he feels more grounded to me. Not that he was ungrounded before, but he feels, it's good. He's shifted. He's more grounded on earth. You know, what happens is when you come in and you're such a high vibration in this place, so isn't sometimes. It's a little like dissettling, you know, and they don't always know like what to do with it and how to manage it. And I feel like it's like he's landed. Like he understands kind of like how to keep his ship balanced a little bit more. Mm-hmm. You see, when you keep your door open, you get a message. Okay, so we're going back to Valerie's surprise. You have a surprise coming, is what they're telling me. Valerie, say your name again, please.
Valerie.
Okay, so this is what they're recommending, to not delay this surprise. to be open to receiving, to be open to be open to receive your best and highest good. And sometimes things of the past experiences keep us from being open to it. So sometimes it's like, you know, we don't think we're worthy, we haven't meditated enough, we haven't exercised, like somehow, like, you know, we haven't exercised enough, like, hold on. Like our beliefs, like what they're saying is like our linear beliefs keep us thinking that we have to do in order to deserve. So we have to perform in order to receive. And so what they're encouraging you to do is to drop all that and to open up to your deserving to receive because, and use your own words, but like because you're a child of God, because you're one with divinity, because you have spirit that serves you, because when you came and agreed to come to earth, you had a contract to be supported while you were on earth. Whatever words or symbols work for you, but to just keep in mind, keep the energy of being open to receiving your good. If you don't do a list, what they're saying they're recommending is to do a list every day of things that you receive during the day, to like be open to it, to notice it. So, you know, magical things happened yesterday with Benjamin at this author thing. You know, like I would write that down, or I receive noticing a pretty flower or a rainbow, or someone said hi to me. It's kind of like a gratitude list, but they're saying to have the emphasis on noticing what you are already receiving in your everyday, and it can be little. It can be a breeze feeling good, but it's going to open your awareness and consciousness to receiving, and what it's going to do is it's going to bring that gift. They're saying it's a gift. It's a gift from spirit, and it's going to bring that gift to you even faster. You are so welcome. And it's a good one.
Oh, goody.
Mm-hmm. It's a good one. they're saying if they told me, then it wouldn't be a surprise. yeah, I asked them. I'm like, well, what is it? It's from spirit. It's from spirit. Okay, that's all I know. Carry on. Okay. Hi, Miss Anna.
Yes, I would like a message. I'm very thankful. I have felt them working with me the past 2 days, doing a big clearing. And so if I could have any message, that would be wonderful.
Okay. Okay, one more. I still have more stuff to clear. I'm so sorry. One moment, please. Okay, and say your name, please.
Anna.
Wow, you have called on, like, I want to feel like your whole spiritual committee to help you at this point. Your team is huge. Like, I don't even know where to begin. There's just so many beings here. Say your name one more time, please.
Anna.
Okay, you have, like, I feel like you've called in the National Guard in spirit form. And it's because whatever you did was very powerful and significant. And I feel like it's because of your true desire to make changes and shifts that you created that opening for healing for yourself. And it's to your credit. It's what you did. No one else did it for you. You did it. So what's the message? One moment. Okay, so they want you to go to the daily message today, and they said that message was for you. So they want you to read it, print it out, hang it up, make copies of it, and to really work with it, because what they're saying is through your dualistic experiences, Your experiences sometimes became a nightmare, or felt like a nightmare, and it's because certain images and certain perceptions and self-perceptions were lodged into your, they're calling you like a capsule, into your capsule. And it's time to incinerate them. Part of it was your teaching for you to understand, for you to understand and learn, and as a master, sometimes it actually serves to kind of take the long way home sometimes. So part of it was your teaching, part of it was just you being in the wrong place at the wrong time. But not to pay that any mind. In other words, not to feel that all is lost. And they're saying, far from it, that you really are coming to the light now and you're serving the light. And so in doing so, they want you to understand that you have the power. So you have the power to make conscious, significant changes now. And the